The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The December 7th edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of December 7th, 2022. The road to recovery is one step at a time. Local teacher and baker competes on baking show. Councilmember Jamie Stevens retires, leaving a legacy for Lopez. Plus, choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. From the Islands Sounder, The Road to Recovery is One Step at a Time, by Colleen Smith Summers. Since its debut this fall, Recovery Rides has proven to be a successful method of providing transportation to and from substance abuse treatment facilities. In the San Juans, organizations exist to support people wanting to overcome addiction. But if enrollment at a mainland rehabilitation center is needed, that's often a significant challenge. A high percentage of community members who have wanted to obtain treatment were unable to, simply because timely transportation couldn't be arranged. Orcas-based Recovery in Community, which pairs trained advocates with clients seeking sobriety, spearheaded a county-wide collaboration called Recovery Rides with Compass Health on San Juan Island and the island's three community resource centers. The program matches drivers and riders with clients on all three islands who need a lift to an addiction facility, which can be as far north as Bellingham and as far south as Everett. The trip involves several transitions, from home to the ferry, ferry to taxi, taxi to the facility, and then later the same trip in reverse. "We had a watershed day on October 18th. said James Connell, who helped found Recovery in Community. "Our first ride was completed. At the crack of dawn, an RR driver picked up the client. The RR driver accompanied them on the ferry and on to Anacortes, and the client checked in at the treatment center that afternoon. The rider had a 14-hour day and said, 'I've never been as tired and grateful at the same time.' Since then, a total of four San Juan County residents have been escorted through the program. When a bed is secured for a client, they often need to arrive at the facility the following day or the spot is given to someone else. It's critical that drivers and riders are on call each day of the month in the event that a trip is required. We had a supermajority of days covered in September, October, and November, with full teams on Orcas and San Juan Islands," Connell said. "For Lopez, we are still looking for that kind of coverage." One island resident, who wished to remain anonymous, checked into a rehabilitation facility to overcome alcohol addiction in March. He was released on November 15th. "I've heard so many success stories from people staying in for the longer term," he said. "It was probably one of the most beneficial things I've done. It was tough, and there were times I wanted to come home, but I know for me and my son, it was something I needed to do." He wishes Recovery Rides was in existence when he first went to the program because it would have been so much easier to get there. He did, however, utilize the service after completing treatment. "Recovery Rides was excellent. I had someone to talk to the whole way, and we stopped and had lunch on the way back," he said. "It helped a lot, having someone to confide in and talk to. We still talk almost every day, and he checks up on me. He keeps me motivated and interested in going to meetings for AA and NA. Having someone there to keep me accountable has helped tremendously." Connell added, "It is important to note that Recovery Rides is not affiliated with any specific recovery program or treatment facility. Riders and drivers are trained and supported to simply get the client where they need to go. There are three elements to the program: volunteers who drive clients to an island ferry terminal, paid riders who accompany clients to and from treatment facilities, and off-island drivers, generally a contracted commercial vendor such as a taxi. For more information about participating as a rider or driver, email rrcoordinator@ricorcus.com. On Orcus, two business partners have joined the cause, Kaleidoscope and Terra Firma Northwest. The leaders themselves are participating as riders and drivers and encouraging and supporting their employees to do the same, Connell said. San Juan County and Compass Health contribute to the partial reimbursement of transportation costs from designated funds. Connell raised $5,000 for the pilot program to run through December, and fundraising for a full year is happening now. To donate, visit www.ricorcus.com/recoveryrides or mail a check to Orcus Community Resource Center, P.O. Box 931, East Sound, Washington 98245. Write for Recovery Rides / RIC. Recovery Rides is also in the Give Orcus campaign that is currently underway. People have really stepped up, Connell said. It's been great, and it's been a real learning experience. From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, Local Teacher and Baker Competes on Baking Show by Heather Spaulding. For months, Islander Jerry Ann Bonn toiled, experimenting with different cookie doughs to brace herself for what the Food Network's Christmas Cookie Challenge might bring. Bonn is a contestant on the show airing December 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Food Network or streamed on Discovery Plus. I was working at school all day, then coming home and interviewing with the producers. They have you create different cookies at home to see if you would be a good contestant, Bonn said. Five contestants will prove their holiday cookie-making skills in this national bake-off show. Hosts Chef Eddie Jackson and Ree Drummond judge each creation and crown the holiday cookie winner. Bonn has also enjoyed having a creative outlet and searches for new mediums for expressing herself. She said she has always preferred baking over cooking and was more interested in the art aspect. She dipped her toe into cookie baking after discovering icing techniques on Instagram. Between the equipment and ingredients, baking can get expensive, Bonn said, so she hesitated. Friends encouraged her, however, so she decided to try. Her first attempt was a goodbye gift for a coworker. They were okay, but not great. It was supposed to be an emoji, but it looked more like an egg yolk, Bonn laughed. She improved through practice and experimentation. Bonn's favorite baking tip is improving dry cookies. Substituting some brown sugar for granulated sugar can solve the issue. Brown sugar gives the dough a little more moisture and softens it up, Bonn explained. Bonn also owns Driftless Cookies, where she does custom orders online. She also can be found at the farmer's market and the occasional pop-up in Friday Harbor. As she practiced, friends and family began encouraging her to try a cookie competition. I said no way. At the time, I only had one recipe, and they don't give contestants enough time. I'm a perfectionist, so it would bother me not to be able to really show what I could produce, Bonn explained. She was approached by the network and was still planning on declining. My husband pointed out that I would never get another chance at something like this, so I sent in an audition, Bonn said. By day, Bonn is a special education teacher. She has been in the field for 10 years and worked at Friday Harbor Middle School for 2. Bonn spends time with 24 students throughout the day. Before flying to Knoxville, Tennessee to film the competition in April, Bonn simply told the students she was taking a vacation. However, being perceptive, the students knew there was more to the story. She ended up confessing she was about to be on television, and Bonn's group of English students could not contain their excitement. I ended up showing my English group a teaser after the filming, and they just lost it. They started screaming they were so excited, Bonn said. She is having a watch party at the San Juan Brewery and handed each of her students an invitation, and again, the children were thrilled. I felt like a little celebrity, like I had a little fan group, and I wasn't expecting that, Bonn said, adding that it was very sweet and touching. The competition itself was even more intense than the interview process, Bonn said. Not cooking in her own kitchen, with tools she was used to, was one stress, but the bigger issue was the time factor. During the first round, contestants have 90 minutes to bake 4 cookies with 2 different designs. While the flavor of all 4 is the same, it is not a simple vanilla-flavored sugar cookie. You really have to know your recipe, Bonn said, to meet the time limit. Bonn faced off against 4 competitors from around the country. Andrea De Gortari, based in Houston, Brianna Anderson, based in Los Angeles, Lauren Jacobs, based in Versailles, Kentucky, and Fred C.B. Levin, based in Boston. The second round eliminates 2 of the 5, and Bonn said she cannot say whether she continued. If the first round sounds intense, the next level becomes even more grueling. In 2.5 hours, the remaining contestants must create a 3-dimensional cookie with 2 different doughs, and a secret ingredient is thrown in the mix as well. Bonn practiced creating 3-dimensional cookies, something she had never made before, except for perhaps a gingerbread house. Experimenting with different icings gave her a feel for what would hold up better should she win round 1. Her students are convinced, Bonn moved on to the next level. They keep asking, saying, "You won, right?" And when I giggle in response, they say, "She won." From the Islands Weekly, Councilmember Jamie Stevens retires, leaving a legacy for Lopez. San Juan County's most senior council member, Jamie Stevens, retires this month after 12 years of public service. They say good things come in threes, and after 3 terms on the council, Stevens has done more than his fair share of good work. Stevens was elected to council in November of 2010 to represent Lopez, Shaw, and Decatur Islands. During his tenure, he has worked on 28 committees and advisory boards, served on the Washington State Association of Counties and the National Association of Counties, among other state and regional associations, and played key roles in important land acquisitions, capital projects, and economic development programs around the county. Jamie has dedicated his life to making the islands stronger, greener, and more equitable, said Councilmember Cindy Wolf. Jamie has had a unique ability to coalesce the council around our shared values and goals and has tirelessly worked to meaningfully improve life in the islands. Stevens and his family of 4 moved to Lopez Island in 1996 after purchasing the Edenwild Inn Bed and Breakfast, and quickly became involved community members. His 2 children went through Lopez schools, and his wife Lauren served on the school board, at the Fisherman Bay Sewer District, and more. "Like many people, we came for the beauty and stayed because of the community," Stevens said of his move to Lopez. Stevens spent much of his time volunteering at local organizations. He served on the board of the local water association, the Lopez Island Family Resource Center, the Lopez Community Land Trust, the Community Center, and more. He worked as a substitute teacher, was president of the Lopez Chamber of Commerce, and a Lopez Port Commissioner, and organized the 4th of July parade for 10 years, and led the effort to build the village skate park before setting his sights on politics. He was on our board when he got elected, and I thought for sure that we'd lose him, said Sandy Bishop, the executive director of the Lopez Community Land Trust. 12 years later, he's still doing his regular volunteer work for us. He's never stopped. That's just who he is, and we couldn't be more grateful. When Stevens ran for election, the solid waste system needed restructuring, the state was threatening sanctions due to the outdated critical areas ordinance, and broadband regulations were stalled. I felt that these issues could be solved even if it meant only one term, Stevens recalled. I ran again because there was more work to do. We still had projects that needed to get done. A local legacy. Throughout his career, Stevens played an instrumental role in major county milestones and initiatives, including approving the Affordable Housing REIT, ushering in the 2036 Comprehensive Plan update, creating policy around vacation rentals, reinventing the solid waste system, and updating the Critical Areas Ordinance and Shoreline Master Plan. Passionate about land conservation, Stevens also helped establish the San Juan Islands National Monument. He often traveled to Olympia and Washington, D.C. to advocate for the permanent protection of the Bureau of Land Management lands in San Juan County and helped develop the National Monument Advisory Committee. His council resume includes major projects, such as the Cattle Point Road relocation, Pear Point Road to Turn Point Road work, the new Parks and Fair Office, the Prune Alley Improvement Project, the Orcas Road and Mount Baker Road expansions, and much more. Stevens is particularly proud of his work benefiting the residents of Lopez Island. The Audlin Park renovation, for example, was a once-in-70-year project that upgraded the grounds, camping facilities, and day-use areas. He's also proud of his work on the Fisherman Bay Walking Trail and the acquisition of Lopez Hill from the Department of Natural Resources. I operate under the saying, "Great things can happen if nobody cares who gets the credit," said Stevens. Stevens was an influential policymaker, leader, and advocate beyond San Juan County. His work regionally and nationally brought recognition to the islands and a broader understanding of the issues faced by our small county and counties across the country. He leaves from office a legacy of leadership and building community that will be felt for a generation, said Senator Liz Lovelett, with whom he worked closely when in Olympia. I am proud to have worked with Jamie Stevens and to call him my friend. He championed making oil spill prevention and response a part of the Puget Sound Partnership's strategic initiatives. He authored letters that the county council sent to various agencies concerning oil and coal shipments through local waters. He also testified in Olympia and worked with legislators to forward local interests on ferries, farming taxation, and shared tax revenues. Stevens served on the Salmon Recovery Council and Ecosystem Coordinating Board, which advised the Puget Sound Partnership on policy and funding to restore Puget Sound. He served on the interview panel for a new Washington State Ferries CEO by the Secretary of Transportation. Stevens joined the Washington State Association of Counties in 2011. He has served on the Legislative Steering Committee as the chair of the Coastal Caucus, on the Board of Directors, and on the Executive Committee as Vice President and President. As President of WSAC, 2021 to present, Stevens traveled to counties around Washington State to meet with local representatives and learn about the challenges they faced. He used the information he learned from those visits and the relationships he built to better tell the story of the issues facing county governments at the state level, said Eric Johnson, the executive director of WSAC. As president, he spoke on behalf of Washington state counties and really advocated for us in Olympia. In 2018, he became active in the National Association of Counties, where he now sits on the board of directors. Together, along with other NAC representatives, he traveled to Washington, D.C. to advocate for local governments as part of Puget Sound Day on the Hill's annual meeting with the state's federal delegation. On the statewide level, Stevens sits on the Legislative Committee on Public Records Reform, the Governor's Southern Resident Killer Whale Task Force, and the Shoreline Hearings Board. Regionally, he is part of the Puget Sound Partnership Ecosystem Coordination Board, PSP Salmon Recovery Council, SWISS, North Sound Behavioral Health Organization, and the Northwest Regional Council. For the past 12 years, Jamie has been dedicated to improving the lives of others, said Representative Rick Larson. I have enjoyed working alongside him to deliver critical pandemic relief to residents and small businesses, address coastal erosion and climate resiliency, and improve childcare options for working families. Looking back on his years, Stevens says he is most proud of his contributions to establishing the Lopez Village Urban Growth Area, the Housing REIT, and the 2036 update of the Comprehensive Plan. I will miss the people I work with, both inside and outside the county, said Stevens. I have been blessed to work with wonderful people who are trying their best to serve the citizens of San Juan County. Councilmember Stevens holds his final meeting on December 13th. He was recognized for his years of service at the last Lopez Island meeting of the year on December 6th. While Stevens doesn't have any firm post-work plans yet, chances are you'll find him in the mountains, skiing into retirement. And now, selections from the San Juan County Sheriff's Log. On November 23rd, a San Juan deputy responded to a report of theft at Peace Island Medical Center when a person attempted to steal a bike from the area, but was stopped by hospital personnel. The person was located and trespassed from the hospital, and charges were forwarded to the prosecutor. Way to go, Peace Island Medical Center staff. Thanks for looking out for our lives and for our bikes. On November 26th, a Lopez resident reported property damage consisting of two mailboxes that were run over by a hit-and-run vehicle. Attempts will be made to identify the suspect driver. Lopez deputies responded to a citizen dispute. A Lopez neighbor had begun to deconstruct a fence on a neighboring property. The matter was investigated and determined to be civil in nature. Both parties agreed to collaborate on replacing the fence. This concludes the December 12th edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this fall with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and purchase tickets, visit www.orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith-Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week for more news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.